It started as an ordinary day in March. Passengers sat quietly on a bus traveling from the southern seaside resort town of Eilat to Beersheba. Some had gone for business, but most had been there on vacation and were now returning with souvenirs and suntans. As the bus snaked its way along a mountain road, it neared a stone monument. Suddenly, there was chaos. First, a Palestine sprayed the bus with gunfire. Then they looted bodies. Later, a woman was found with no shoes, her ring finger cut off. 11 died, and 2 were gravely wounded in the attack. 5-year-old Mira Fitzenberg survived only because a soldier riding on the bus threw his body in front of her. Afterward, the killers fled to safety in a neighboring Arab state. The Israeli media declared, quote, "The massacre was an act of war, which can only be met by an act of war on our part," end quote. The woodchuck came bumbling along the shoulder of Route 119, headed in the direction of Chester's Mill. And although the town was still a mile and a half away, and even Jim Rennie's used cars was only a series of twinkling sun flashes arranged in rows at the place where the highway curved to the left, the chuck planned, so far as a woodchuck can be said to plan anything, to head back into the woods long before he got that far. He waddled a complacent old fellow's waddle, watching the humans walk on the other side of the road. The man stopped. The chuck realized he'd been spotted. To his right, just ahead, was a fallen birch. In many ways, Barack Obama's rise to the presidency of the United States of America can be seen as a Shrek-like fairy tale story come true. Barack Obama described his African father as pitches black and his Kansas mother as white as milk, and recounted in his memoir, Dreams of My Father, A Historical Race and Inheritance, his personal and psychological journey, struggling with his biracial identity, including his teenager desire to renounce his mother's race in order to not ingratiate himself to whites. From his teenage years, Barack Obama made a personal journey that resulted in the decision to run for the U.S. presidency. However, even as late as January 22, 2006, Barack Obama claimed that he was not seeking to become president or the vice president when Tim Russert asked him. Happiness. Who couldn't use a little bit more of it? Be truthful. When was the last time you were truly happy? I mean, really, really happy. Some people seem to be naturally happy, regardless of their circumstances. It can be humbling, to say the least, to see those less fortunate than ourselves as they seemingly drift along, content and joyful in simple pursuits, while we struggle to maintain an even keel. What is their secret? Contrary to what you might believe, you can be happy, or happier, than what you are at this very moment. And that's not very difficult to do. The first step in achieving happiness is redefining your thoughts on what happiness is. How do you define happiness? Do you see it as a place you can go to, a refuge of sorts? Or do you see it as a journey? If happiness is a destination, then how do you get there? If these are questions you have trouble answering, you're not alone. This book will help you understand that happiness is not really a place at all, but it is rather a state of mind. Attaining happiness is a conscious decision that you must make for yourself.